everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is episode 118, Out of the Blue. That's the expression that we're going to be going over in today's lesson. I hope you're all well wherever you're at in the world. As I mentioned in episode number 113, my family and I officially moved to Los Angeles, and I just wanted to give a quick update about how things are going here. First of all, well. Second of all, I have an increasingly improved opinion about Los Angeles. I think I left that episode not so sure about what life would be like here. And I just wanted to say that it's going really well. We moved to the Valley, which is right outside of kind of the downtown area of Los Angeles. So a very short drive from Santa Monica and some of the places you might have visited or want to visit in Los Angeles. So be sure to stay tuned. In an upcoming episode, I'll share about our life, our experiences, and also some of the adventures that we've gone on. For today, as I mentioned, we're going to be going over the expression out of the blue. We'll start with a joke. Are you ready? What kind of pants does Super Mario wear? Any ideas? Denim, denim, denim. This is funny. I'm aware that I probably kill jokes for a lot of you because I need to explain them. But of course, there's something to be learned in every joke that I tell. So as you may know, Super Mario is a character from the Nintendo game Super Mario Brothers. And denim, denim, denim is the sound from the Super Mario Brothers game. Denim, if you're wearing denim, you're wearing a material that is usually thick and durable. It's something that people wear when they go out to work. If you work in construction, you might be used to wearing denim jeans. It's also just something that we wear on a daily basis. Blue jeans. Let's tell that joke one more time. What kind of pants does Super Mario wear? Denim, denim, denim. Anyway, let's go on to the expression of the day, which is out of the blue. We'll go through the individual words first. Out of is a phrase. It can mean you don't have any more of something. For example, we're out of milk. That means that we don't have any more milk. You can also use out of when talking about a quantity. For example, 4 out of the 5 students ate sandwiches for lunch. Here in this expression, out of refers to the origin or source that something came from. For example, I got milk out of the fridge. The fridge is the source from which the milk came. It came out of the fridge. The is a definitive article. I love the yellow chair, but not the red one. Blue is one of the primary colors, along with red and yellow. The sky is blue. Out of the blue, as an expression, means spontaneously, unexpectedly, without warning. Whatever we're referring to that comes out of the blue or happens out of the blue catches us by surprise. You can imagine a big, clear blue sky above you and suddenly lightning striking. If a lightning bolt came out of the clear blue sky, it would be unexpected and leave you sort of confused. Like, wait, what? Did this really happen? It came out of the blue. The origin of the expression dates back to 1837, when a man named Thomas Carlyle wrote, quote, "Arrestment, sudden, really as a bolt out of the blue, has hit strange victims." In the past, people said a bolt out of the blue or a bolt from the blue, right? So like a lightning bolt. But over time, it is just shortened to out of the blue. And this is extremely common in casual conversations. Let's go through some examples of how we can use this in different contexts. Example number one, after over 20 years as CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos announced last July that he would step down as CEO of the company and focus on Blue Origin, which is a SpaceX competitor. For many, it seemed out of the blue. It felt like this decision came out of nowhere. It was shocking. News of it was sudden and unexpected. It came out of the blue. Example number two, you have a childhood friend who you haven't talked to in a long time when they call you out of the blue. It's just a random Friday night and the call is 100% unexpected. You're caught by surprise and you don't even know what to say. The last time you saw them was at a high school reunion 10 years ago. They called you out of the blue. Their call was out of the blue. It was unexpected. Example number three, we'd been dating for about 4 months when out of the blue, he told me he wanted a break. It was so confusing because there was no sign that he had lost interest in me. It honestly caught me by surprise. It was so out of the blue and without warning. Let's go through some pronunciation exercises. We'll start with the statement, it happened out of the blue. Repeat after me. It. It happened. It happened out of. It happened out of the blue. It happened out of the blue. Let's go through some more sentences. Repeat after me. I called him out of the blue. You called him out of the blue. She called him out of the blue. He called him out of the blue. It called him out of the blue. We called him out of the blue. They called him out of the blue. These last sentences illustrate something wonderful. In English, we care a lot about content words. Content words are those that carry meaning and give real value to a sentence. You might hear native speakers emphasize content words, such as verbs, nouns, and adjectives. Content words are usually emphasized stronger than everything else, and everything else can be not as loud, not as emphasized, often reduced. So the other things might be prepositions, conjunctions, indirect objects. In any case, I'm going to give you this example one more time so that I can explain this clearly. We called him out of the blue. Call dim. Call dim. Him often reduces to im, im, im. Called him. I called him. If it were her, I'd say, I called her. I called her. I called her yesterday at 3 p.m. I called him out of the blue. I definitely recommend practicing this. I have a course called the American English Accent Course, which has a lot of exercises for this particular subject. But if you do not have access to that course, you know, just pay attention to when native speakers are speaking. See when that H is not pronounced. Yeah, just be aware of it, because the more awareness you have, the better you'll be able to comprehend things that are said to you. All right, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to continue to part two to learn all about the Blue People of Kentucky. Hope you're having a nice day, and until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.